This call is being recorded.
Lord, we worship you. We exalt. Father, we say thank you. Father, we say thank you. In Jesus' name, we have worshipped. Brethren, tonight we have come on Zion Prayer Network again, where we gather together to pray, and we believe that when two or three are gathered, there God is, and is able to do exceedingly abundantly, more than we can ever hope for or even imagine, because our God is faithful, true and holy, and he never fails. In Jesus' name. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Father. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, my dear Lord. Father, we say thank you. Breathe on me, breathe on me, Holy Ghost fire, breathe on me. Yesterday's gone, today I'm in need, Holy Ghost fire. Breathe on me, breathe on me, breathe on me, breathe on me, Holy Ghost fire, breathe on me. Yesterday's gone, today I'm in need. Holy Ghost fire, breathe on me. I have rated you too small in my eyes. Oh Lord, forgive me. I have believed in a lie, that you're unable to help me. But now, oh Lord, I see my wrong. Heal my heart and show yourself strong. And in my life and in my song. Oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. Brethren, let's magnify the name of the Lord tonight. Let's exalt the name of our Lord, the Lord our God, our Maker, the Lord of heaven and earth, the Lord that has kept us from day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute, the Lord that will never leave us, the one that will never forsake us, the one that called us by name. He had chosen us. He said we are his own. He has established us, make us higher, Brethren, let's bless his holy name tonight. Let's worship his name. Let's magnify the name of our Lord, the King of Kings, our Maker, our High Tower, the Lord that never fails, the King of Kings, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the one that declares a thing and it comes to pass. That is the Lord we have come to worship tonight. Our God that never fails is always on time, is the mighty God, is the excellent God. Brethren, let's worship the Lord tonight. Let's worship his holy name. Let's worship his majesty. Of our own, we cannot do anything. Father, Lord, we worship you tonight. We worship you, King of Glory. We worship you, Ancient of Days. We worship you, the I Am that I Am. We worship you, Everlasting Father, the one who was, who is, and the one that is yet to come. And learn that he's coming back not just as a lamb, but as a lion, as the one that will come ride high upon a horse. Harama Kulebo Sekeria, that is our God. That is the mighty God. The Lord of hosts is he. The King of kings is he. The one that is mightier than the mightiest. The one that is greater than the greatest. Brethren, I want you to worship with me tonight. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Is the King of Kings. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped. Brethren, tonight, if there's anything we can give to our God, he would love to hear our thanksgiving. His heart is higher. His heart desires us to give him praise, to give him thanks, because we cannot give him food. There is no amount of money that we can say, oh, we want to throw it back to God. He cannot do anything for God. But he said, when we praise him, when we thank him, when we come before him and exalt his holy name, he said, then in that hour, the Lord will step down. He will come to earth and he will make things happen. Brethren, tonight, I want us to thank God for who he is. I want us to thank God for how nice, how kind, how powerful God has been over our lives. Brethren, we all woke up this morning, not by any emergency light, not by any, but it's just by his power. He woke us up this morning. We can breathe. We can talk. We can drink. Ah, what a mighty God we serve. Just think about the smallest thing. Without God, we will not be able to perform it. Lord, brethren, I want us to thank God for having kept us from month to month, from year to year. This year alone, he has kept us from January to February, from February to March to April, May, June, July, August, September, and he has rolled us into October. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. The one that sleepeth not, neither does he slumber. He said, he that watcheth over the city, he will watch in vain. He said, except the Lord build, he that build will build in vain. What a mighty God we serve. Harama Kulebo Sikiria. Psalm 29 said, the voice of the Lord can break the cedars. Can you imagine that? Even as human beings, we have to carry a caterpillar to begin to break trees if we need to clear land. But the voice of God alone can just clear it out. What a mighty God we serve. What an excellent God we serve. What a great God we serve. Father, we say thank you. We say thank you for your supernatural power. Thank you, Lord Father, for being the most high God. Thank you for being the omnipotent, omniscient God. God cannot be limited by time, space, or distance. That is our God. Father, we say thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have thanked. Amen. Brethren, tonight, I want us to go before the Lord. I want us to go before the Lord tonight. I came across something about Jacob. Jacob said, my own righteousness will speak for me. He told Laban, he said, my righteousness will speak for me. Brethren, we have come on this line tonight, a family night, to pray for our families. And family is the beginning of everything. You know, when God created heaven and earth, he put family together to be the first ministry. You know, and he said, go, multiply, increase, you know, subdue, and have dominion. Brethren, that is why tonight, when we come before the Lord, we have to know what we have come before the Lord to seek his face and how to get God's attention, that his voice will come down. We will know that God truly it is you speaking. I want us to go before the Lord tonight. That Lord, where we are failed, by your blood you can make us right. Jacob said, he said unto Laban, give me my family, let me go. I have served 20 years with you. 20 years, that's a long time. He said, I need to go. And Laban said, how much is your money so that I can give to you, that you can stay? Laban even recognized that Jacob in his household has caused him to increase because of the presence of God. But Jacob said, if you allow me to rear your animals and you separate the bad ones because of my own righteousness, then, brethren, if Jacob, a trickster, could say such a thing, what about the righteousness of Christ that he has given to us? Can we all see where we stand? Jacob was claiming his family to get away from Laban, to get away that this is an oppression. He realized it. But he said, if the righteousness, he was carrying a promise, and he did not realize it. Brethren, just like many of us are carrying promise, until a voice make a distinction between us and where we are. Brethren, tonight, one thing that Jacob asked and said will make a difference for him is the righteousness. Brethren, but we have righteousness of Jesus Christ. The righteousness of Jacob created even some other complications for him. But we have the blood of Jesus. We have the blood of Jesus, brethren. Even the righteousness of Jacob that helped him to get away from Laban's house. Because of God. Because of God. Brethren, tonight I want us to go before the throne of grace, where Jesus Christ said we can come and obtain grace and mercy. Let's obtain that grace tonight. And say, Lord, let the righteousness of Christ speak for my family. Let the righteousness through Jesus Christ. Brethren, I want us to approach the blood tonight. That Lord, of my own righteousness, I can do nothing. Of my own righteousness, I can do nothing. But Lord, I need the blood of Jesus to make a difference in my life. I need a difference in Christ, through Christ Jesus, to make a difference in my life. Brethren, I want us to plead the blood of Jesus over our family line. I want us to plead the blood of Jesus over our lives. That righteousness caused even that, the strict animals of Jacob, to begin to multiply, to begin to increase, and Jacob never lacked. Brethren, if that could happen to Jacob, imagine what God is ready to do for your family. Imagine what God has called for your family. Brethren, I want us to go before the Lord tonight and ask the Lord and say, Lord, let the blood of Jesus cleanse me. Let the blood of Jesus make a difference. Let the blood of Jesus, oh Lord Father, separate me. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse my family hearing. What has your family been hearing? What has my family been hearing? What is it in our lives that is not allowing the power of God to break through for us? Brethren, I want us to go before the Lord tonight and ask that, Lord, let the blood of Jesus wash us clean. Wash our hearing so that we hear the voice of God that makes the difference. It was the voice of God that makes the difference upon the earth. When the earth hears the voice of the Lord, it does not have a choice. Because it's the voice of the Lord. The earth responded and there was light. The earth responded. The plants that need to grow grew. Harima kulebo sekeria. The earth hear the voice of the Lord. It makes the difference. Brethren, let's pray tonight that the blood of Jesus will remove every wax. The blood of Jesus will remove everything that might want to hinder us from hearing the word of the Lord tonight, from hearing the voice. Brethren, let's pray tonight that, Lord, let the blood of Jesus make the difference. Let the power in the righteousness through the blood of Jesus. Let's go before the throne and say, Lord, only by your mercy, only by your grace. Harima kulebo sekeri ba kulebo sekeri ba kulebo sekeria. Roma kelebo sekeria. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Brethren, we have come into a new month, and our topic for this month is based of discerning voices. Discerning voices. As we know, every day we hear the voice of men, we hear the voice of our bosses, we hear different kind of voices. But tonight we have come to talk about the voice that makes the difference. You know, in Psalm 29, it says, "Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord." Oh, verse 29, verse 3, let me read. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters, and the God of glory thundereth, and the Lord is upon many waters. Brethren, it's only the Lord our God that can do such a thing. And when the voice of the Lord breaks through the water, it makes a difference. And the Bible says that when the Spirit of the Lord, when God spoke, the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the waters. It separated the heaven and the earth. The voice of the Lord moved, and there was this separation. And I pray that as we hear the voice of the Lord will separate us from the world in the name of Jesus. As the voice of the Lord separates us, separates our family, it makes a distinct difference in Jesus' name. Remember when Jesus Christ was baptized, when John the Baptist baptized Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and the heaven opened, and the voice of the Lord came forth, and he said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Suddenly, that voice made the difference. From then on, Jesus Christ began to do wonders. In that Psalm 29, verse 4, it says, "The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty." And I believe that tonight, that voice of the Lord that is full of majesty will make a difference in our life. That the majestic power of God, as we begin to hear the voice of the Lord, to show us, to direct us, to make a difference in our home, in our families, even in our families to come, that the voice of the Lord will make a difference in the name of Jesus. And our text, our major text that we're taking from tonight, I mean, this month, is from the book of 1 Corinthians 14. Book of 1 Corinthians 14. It says, Book of 1 Corinthians 14. It says, "There are, and it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification." That's the King James Version. And the Amplified said, there are, I suppose, all these many voices in the world, and I suppose that the tongues of the world, none is destitute, you know, of the expression, of his own expression and meaning." Which means there are very many voices. Many voices. You know, when our father calls us, it's different from when our teacher calls us. You know, when our parents or the principal calls, it's different. We all know that there are many, many voices. There are times Satan speaks, and some of us try to listen to what he's saying because it's very loud. Brethren, tonight, this month, our prayer is that Lord will make a distinct difference in our life by his voice. If the voice of the Lord can break through many waters, in the book of Revelations, he said, "And I knock at the door, whosoever should hear my voice, whosoever." And tonight, we are going to pray for our families, that every member of our family, that Lord, they will be saved in the name of Jesus, that they will hear, either in their sleep, either wherever they are. I want us to pray for our families, that the voice of the Lord will speak to them, the voice of the Lord will speak to every member of our family. In this dispensation, in this time, let's pray that the voice of the Lord will speak to our families. The voice of the Lord will speak to my families, will make a difference in the name of Jesus. Whose voice are we hearing? Whose voice are we hearing? There are some voices that are calling unto destruction. But the voice of the Lord, Jesus Christ said, I knock at the door. Whosoever shall hear my voice. Oh, he said it will come in. It will sup with them. I want us to pray for our families tonight. That Lord, make a difference in my family. Send your voice. Send your voice. Send your word. Send your voice into my family. Send your word into my home. Send your word, O Lord my God. Let your word speak through, Lord Father. What is the water that has overcome us? In the month, in the 10th month, the Bible says Noah was able to see mountains in the 10th month. Let's pray that the voice of the Lord will break through every water, sir. What is it that is so overwhelming in our lives, sir? In our family, let's pray that the voice of the Lord will break through in the name of Jesus, sir. Brethren, I want us to pray tonight and pray that, Lord, let your voice, O Lord Father, come through for me. Let your voice, O Lord Father, make a difference in our life. The voice of the Lord that Abraham heard made a difference. The voice of the Lord that Abraham heard caused him to lead the family to where they will go, to how far they will go, and how God prospered him wherever he goes. And that blessing did not stop in Abraham. He said, because of Abraham, the families on the earth will be blessed. Just because he heard the voice. Remember, that voice that he heard is not only Abraham that God was speaking to, but only Abraham hearkened to that voice. Brethren, I want us to pray for our family. Let's pray for the head of the families. I want us to pray for our husbands. I want us to pray for our women. I want us to pray for children. I want us to pray for all the children, oh Lord my God, that Lord will speak and they will hear in the name of Jesus, that they will not hear the voice of the stranger. Jesus Christ said, my father, speak, and I do according to what my father has said. Harima kulebo sekeriba kulebo seneriba kulebo sekeria. Brethren, the word of the Lord will make a difference in the family. I want us to pray. As God spoke to Abraham, he moved his family. Let's pray that the voice of the Lord will make a difference in our family. That God will open our ears. He will cause us, he will get our attention. And we will hear him clearly. The power of God will remove every wax. The power of the cross will remove every wax. Jesus Christ said it is finished on the cross of Calvary. So therefore, what is it that is blocking our ears from hearing God clearly? Father, Lord, tonight, I want us to pray. Make it clear. Make it clear. Make your voice clear to us. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Brethren, we've always prayed on this line about help. Destiny helpers. I want us to see that even in the life of Samuel heard the voice of the Lord. In the first time, he did not hear it clearly. That is why we come on this line. And I want us to pray for our family. Because Eli did not use the voice of the Lord clearly. But when Samuel heard the voice of the Lord, he took over the lineage. What the lineage of Eli was supposed to do, it shifted over to Samuel. Brethren, I want us to pray tonight that the voice of the Lord will be clear to us, and where it is not clear, that the Lord will have mercy and send helpers of destiny to help us to hear clearly. I want us to pray for our families. I want us to pray that where our children are not hearing the voice of the Lord clearly, that the Lord will send helpers that will speak to them in the name of Jesus. Harima kulebo sekeri. I want us to pray that even our children, O Lord Father, our children will hear the voice of the Lord clearly. They will understand. And the book of John 12:28 said, Father, glorify thy name. And the voice came from above. And he said, truly, Father is showing forth his glory. I want us to pray that, Lord, our Father in heaven, we glorify his name over our lives, over our ears, over our hearing, in the name of Jesus. Are we listening to flesh? Are we listening to self? I pray that tonight our self and our flesh will be dead, and the Spirit of the Lord will be quickened in within us, in the name of Jesus. Our antenna will be connected to heaven, and we'll hear from the Lord. I want us to pray that, Lord, let our antenna be connected to heaven, in the name of Jesus. Even Jesus Christ cannot do anything of his own. He said, I do only the things my Father tells me. He said, I do only the things, his Father tells him to do. Oh, Father, Lord, we pray to you today that, Lord, open our ears, open our understanding. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Brethren, quickly, I just want to point something out to us tonight. According to the book of Exodus, you know, what makes the difference between Moses, praise the Lord, between Moses and Pharaoh? You know, Pharaoh at that time and Moses, they grew up together in the palace, and they served the God of Ra. They served different kinds of gods in Egypt, and Moses was raised that way. But one thing that makes a difference is the foundation. The foundation of Moses, they listened to God. So are we, as family, has come on this line tonight. And I pray that our family will make a difference by hearing the voice of the Lord. And when Moses went into the wilderness, He went and married another priest from another priest's family. But what are they hearing? Until the voice of the Lord made the difference in the life of Moses, before Moses could receive the boldness to return back and to be the deliverer of his family. Brethren, we are on this line because God has called us into different families. And I don't know what your family is going through, but I know I need God in my family. Brethren, that is why tonight I want us to pray earnestly. Father, let your word, let your voice make a difference. Brethren, when God is speaking expressly, there are times the strange voice will come and it might be louder. But let me tell you, God will not stop. You are the only one that can stop and block away the loud voice. Brethren, tonight I want us to pray that the Lord that made a demarcation between Moses and Pharaoh, and God told him, he said, I will show you and I will make a difference. If Moses did not hear God, brethren, all the snakes in Egypt would have swallowed up Moses. I want us to pray tonight. What is the snake that has come thus far against our families? Let the rod of Moses that God gave to Moses, only the voice of God make the difference, that turned that rod that made it powerful because Moses believed in that voice. Brethren, I want us to pray that we will hear the voice of God in our families. Let's pray that, Lord, the voice of God will break through for my family. The voice of the Lord, O Lord Father, will break through for my family. The voice of the Lord will break through, O Lord. Lord, let us hear you. Let us hear you, O Lord. Yesterday is gone. Today is here. Father, I need you in my family. I need you, O Lord. I need you over my brothers. I need you over my sisters. I need you, O Lord, my God, to make a difference. I need your voice, O Lord, Father, that can break through every water, that you will show forth. Moses was able to see some signs. And when it came to the time of Gideon, it was the voice of the Lord that made a difference. That Gideon could take only 300 people to go and fight the battle. Brethren, I want us to pray that the voice of the Lord will make a difference in our family. That this year, O Lord Father, this year will not go away, O Lord Father, without you, O Lord Father, making an express difference in our life, O Lord Father. Hearing your voice, O Lord Father, to lead our family on, O Lord my God. Let your voice begin to locate my brothers and my sisters. Let your voice begin to locate everyone far away from you. Let your voice begin to draw us closer, O Lord Father, unto you. Let us begin to be united, O Lord, wherever our families have been scattered. Let your voice begin to locate them and gather them together in the name of Jesus. Brethren, let's pray for our families. Let's pray for our brothers. Harima kulebo sekeriba kulebo sekeria. Rama mama mama sekeriba kulebo sekeriba kulebo sekeria. Rema mama 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 sekeriba kulebo sekeria. Remo sekeriba ba 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 sekeria. Reba ba 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 sekeria. Rama mama 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 sekeria. John 10:27 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them." Brethren, I want us to take this last prayer as we round up. That Lord, every one of us, you know where you are. The Bible says in the book of John 10:27, it says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them." I want us to pray. God, locate us. Let's pray that private prayer now. Locate me, Lord. You said you know your own. Let's surrender to him. And say, Lord, clear the wax in my ears that I can hear you clearly. My children will hear you clearly. My brethren will hear you clearly. My sisters will hear you clearly. Wherever they might be, O Lord. Wherever the obscurity might be, O Lord. Your voice can break through, O Lord. Your voice that can pass through many waters. Your word can go through the wilderness and break through every cedar. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you. The voice of God will not cease in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will continuously hear him and you will listen to him in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Brethren, quickly, as we go tonight, if you look at Daniel chapter 10, I read from Daniel 10. Let me read from verse 6 of Daniel chapter 10. If you can open it, I have a CEV version with me. Daniel chapter 10, amen. I read from verse 6 to 8. It says, his body was like a precious, you know, Daniel had a vision. It says, like a precious stone, his face like a lightning, his eyes like a flaming fire, his arms and legs polished bronze, and his voice like the roar of a crowd. His voice like a roar of a crowd. His voice like a roar of a crowd. Although the people who were with me did not see the vision, they became so frightened that they scattered and hid. Only I saw this great vision. I became weak and pale, and at the sound of his voice, I fell face down in a deep sleep. Brethren, you want to lift up your voice and pray. As we have prayed, I want you to pray again. That Father, let me have a distinct encounter with you in the name of Jesus that will change my life, oh God, for better. That will change my life, that will change my situation, that will change even the people around me, because people saw it and they stood in awe. You know, even like when Paul had his vision, when God spoke to him, the people didn't see anything, but they knew something happened. We want to pray that, Lord, in this season of life, even as this year is going to an end, let me have a distinct experience with you, O God. Let me have a life-changing experience. Let your voice roar. The Bible said that voice roar like the crowd. So if one person was speaking like crowd, like multitude, can you imagine the voice around you, that voice will speak into your life, volume of words into your life? Lift up your voice and pray that, Father, as you are the Ancient of Days, the God who was, who is, and wish to come, you are the same. You have not changed, O God. Let your voice, let it roar into my life. Let it roar into my surrounding. Let it roar, O God, into my city. Let it roar, O God, over my family. Let it roar over my situation. Let that voice roar over your church, oh God. Let that voice roar, Then God will speak and multitude begin to hear one voice like a crowd. Brethren, let's lift up our voices and pray that Father, let your voice, oh God, that voice like a crowd, let it roar into my life. Let it roar over my circumstances, over my situation. Let it roar over my family. Let it roar over my city. Let it roar over every trouble places of the world, oh God. Father, Lord Almighty, let it roar over your church, oh God. Let it roar over this city. Let that voice, when that voice, like the voice of a crowd, that many people begin to hear that voice, then it will be voice of salvation for some people, voice of healing for some people. It will be voice of deliverance when it's roar like a crowd, the voice of salvation. Some people will hear salvation, some people will hear healing, some people will hear deliverance, some people will hear victory. So people will hear promotion in that rakasikete ni mokuru masalaba. Father, let it come forth, oh God, like a crowd in the name of Jesus, even on this altar, even right now, Lord. Yes, let everyone, the Bible says there are many languages, there are many voices, but none without signification. When the fire came, even in Acts of Apostles, the Bible says everybody was speaking in different language, and people were amazed and said they were speaking in Aramean, they were speaking in this one. And somebody said, you know, that voice, when it came, for some people it was healing, for some people it was healing, for some people it was deliverance. Brethren, lift up your voice, that even on this altar tonight, Father, let every circumstance begin to hear your voice, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And there's someone on the altar, the voice that you keep on hearing is that the life is not worth living. Life is not worth living. But today I am here to tell you, because he lives, he will face tomorrow. Because God lives, like Job said, I'll wait until my change comes. Life is worth living. Yeah, that voice, we silence that voice that has been speaking into your head, saying life is not worth living. Every voice of suicide, we silence with the blood of Jesus. We cancel. Every voice of discouragement, we cancel tonight. We silence with the blood of Jesus, and we cancel its effect tonight in the name of Jesus. That voice that is telling you, take your life, we silence with the blood of Jesus right now. We am telling you right now, by the power in the name of Jesus, that your life, that God has a purpose for you, and you fulfill your purpose. Life is what living. That is the word of God for you. Your life is worth living. You will not die before your time. You will live to fulfill your destiny. Every strange voice that is coming to you, whatever it is that have discouraged you, I tell you tonight, delay is not denial. I'm saying it again, life is worth living. That is the word of God for you. That means God has a purpose for you. God has a plan for you, and it shall come to pass. Let's lift up our voices tonight and just bless the name of the Lord. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Let's bless the name of the Lord. I pray that in the name of Jesus, even as we go from this altar, the voice of the Lord will break and destroy every demonic cedar and stronghold, every stronghold that have been standing against your breakthrough. We share the voice of God. We break in the name of Jesus. We declare tonight that the voice of God will shatter every camp, every stronghold, every infirmity, every curse, every yoke, every spell that you have been laboring under. In the name of Jesus, we declare tonight, in the name of Jesus, that the voice of God will blow up every hindrance before us on this altar. In the name of Jesus, we pray that voice, you will not hear any voice of defeat anymore, but the voice of victory, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Let's bless the name of the Lord tonight. Let's give him all the glory, all the honor. Let's thank God for his voice. Let's thank God that he will speak. Oh, And we pray in the name of Jesus that we'll be sensitive to the voice of God. We'll be able to understand the voice of God. We'll be able to discern the voice of God. Samuel could not discern that voice immediately. But Eli told him, when he speak again, when you hear, say, Lord, speak for your servant heareth. And that someone also, Nikata Yimakala Baba, God has been speaking to you, but you are doubting it. You are doubting it. Malikas Kelebaba, God says, I'm the one that I've been speaking to you. I don't know who you are. Nikata Limokuru Maskendeba, you've been hearing that word. That is like an instruction, but you are doubting it. It's kind of enormous. Malikas Keteli Mokuru Maskalababa, but God says, I am the one. Malikata Yimokuru Maskendebobo Satalebaba. Father, we thank you. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Let's thank God for this night. Let's thank God for tonight. Let's thank God for today. Let's thank God for tomorrow ahead of time, because it's able to take us into tomorrow. And I know your tomorrow is good, is awesome, is wonderful, and just like my tomorrow is glorious. Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for your daughter whom you have used for us tonight, oh God. We thank you for everyone who came tonight, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that even as we go, that our sleep will be peaceful, oh God, that your presence will surround us, oh God, and you'll be a wall of fire around us, oh God, that your angels, they will encamp around us, oh God. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus, the blood that will speak protection tonight, the blood that will speak preservation tonight, the blood that will ward off everything, every evil, everything that is not of you, that does not give glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name, oh God, for in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
For in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, brethren. I hope you are studying the assignment I gave you yesterday. I hope some of us, we have been able to go through it. Amen. As we go through it, God will be speaking to us. And one that I'll give you tonight, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 21. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 21. Go and read it. And you all know 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19. Verses 12 to 13, 1 Kings chapter 19, amen. And Isaiah chapter 6, verses 4 to 8. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 4 to 8, amen. So as we read, let's meditate on those words, amen. Amen. Let's meditate on it. And if you are joining us for the first time, this is Zion Prayer Network, amen. To know more about us and what we do and what you can do along with us, you can go on lifeencounters.org, amen. And if you have prayer requests or you have a praise report, you can also go there. We meet from Monday to Thursdays between the hours of 10 and 10:30. But because sometimes we do some fasting, but we have not been consistent with that, so we didn't have the grace for it, so we didn't do it. So that is why we are extending. But on Wednesday is 1 hour. Wednesdays is our day of deliverance. So it's 1 hour. So we do from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Amen. Other days are 10 o'clock to 10:30. Amen. And this is just an extension. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Invite more people. And I pray that your testimony is next in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Let's share the grace in fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely,
God
shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. And if you want to listen to the messages again, the prayer, you can go to Zion Prayer Network on Facebook or on website. On the website, you will see there. I'll post this one right now. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night. Mm-hmm.